In the first reading, we're hearing Paul continue teaching the Corinthians around the reality of the resurrection of the body. Think about how much of our regular daily life is consumed by the body. I mean, in terms of how much of our time during the day is spent making sure that we look good, that we like the way that we look. Think about how much of the advertising that is presented to us each day is all directed toward that. It's a huge amount of time, of emotional energy. Just like there's a lot that goes into that. It's such a huge, huge business. And it can be, and it is for some, a very consuming thing, where it would be for some just the main driver in the course of any given day, are just the concerns about just how do I look, and am I as fit and all of that as I want to be or think that I should be. And a lot of that happens because our economy is driven in large part by convincing us that we shouldn't be happy with the way that we are and then need to spend money to become the way that we want to be. And there's just billions and billions of dollars in all of that. So thinking about that and about how much it consumes us, this first reading, it's such a good teaching and reminder to us of some of the good deeper stuff about the body. And in its simplest way, contrary to the world, what the Lord says to us about the bodies that he has given us is they are good and they will be better. They're good as they are, even though so much of our advertising is aimed at causing us to not be happy so that we will buy a product that a company is selling. The Lord wants us to know that the body, the flesh he's given us is, as he declared in the book of Genesis, it is very good. It is very good as it is. Yes, original sin brought into the world sickness and death, things that were not part of God's plan. And that's part of the reality that we live in this world. We will never escape death. And even just basic illness and things that happen to us, that's just part of it. That's part of life. But at its core, the Lord declares of each one of us in our creation that we are very good. But good and then better is to come. Paul speaks about the resurrection of the body in the first reading today. And he uses the image of this earthly body planted into the ground in death like a seed. And if you think about an acorn and how different that is from a majestic oak tree, and yet there's the continuity, the oak tree comes out of the acorn. And Paul uses that image to speak about what our resurrected body will be like compared to our earthly fleshly body now. And in reflecting on this and in the scriptures, that the church, we know there are certain things the Lord teaches us about what our resurrected body will be. So good now, better, raised up from the dead. Some of the things that we learn and some of the things that St. Thomas gathered together for us in terms of what do we know about our resurrected body. So we know that the identity, it will still be you, raised up and sharing in the resurrection of Christ. You will be you. So you're not going to be somebody totally different. There's continuity of identity, even though the resurrected body is glorified. The resurrected body has what St. Thomas spoke about as integrity. That means that it will be complete. So if someone was somehow born missing something or lost a limb during the course of life, the resurrected body will be perfectly complete. It'll have integrity. Also, it will have the quality of perfection. So St. Thomas said, man will rise again at the most perfect stage of nature. And he said, human nature is at the most perfect stage in the age of youth. Therefore, all will rise again of that age. That's really nice to look forward to, isn't it? Like whatever your perfect year is now, the Lord's like, I'm going to start there for your resurrected body. So it has the quality of perfection. Your resurrected body has the property of impassibility. So passion, passio, suffering. Impassibility means it cannot suffer. Our resurrected body will be immune from death and pain. It will have the property of subtlety and agility. So free from the restraints of matter and total freedom of movement. So the things that would hinder us or would keep us, like even just tiredness and age, that the things that kind of hold the body back, all of that gone in the resurrection. We see that in Jesus, able to simply be with the disciples, although they were in the room with locked doors. The resurrected body is completely docile to the will, and there's nothing that holds it back in that way. And then finally, the resurrected body has what the church speaks about as clarity. All that means is that the glory of the soul is visible in the body. And so Jesus says, the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. So in a really awesome and beautiful way, the glory, the holiness of the soul will become visible through the resurrected body. That's clarity. So these are really beautiful things to look forward to, and we need to keep that in mind. Knowing these things, I think hopefully will keep us, or can keep us, from being too much a slave to the world's way of thinking about the body, which says it's really no good, but if you spend enough money on our product, we will make it what you want it to be. Only next year, they'll tell you that you're no good again. So you need to buy this stuff over again. Like that's the way that the economy works. And the Lord says, I want to break you out of that. And the way that we break out of it is by knowing the truth of what is to come. Good now, but better is on its way.